So Dubai and Saudi Arabia are competing at the moment to build the world's next tallest building before 2020, with the tower at Creek Harbour vying with the Jeddah Tower. Now, obviously, the Burj Khalifa has held the title since 2010, but what is the business case for being the biggest? Hussam Abdelghany is an associate director for the architects Atkins Global. Now, they're the company behind the brand new Dubai Opera House, and he joins us in the studio this morning. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks so much for joining us. Now, obviously, as an architect, you've got a unique perception on the importance of tall buildings. Why is it that cities always want to have the biggest, and does it actually add to the economy?
At first, I'd like to differentiate between skyscrapers or normal tall towers and super tall. Super tall, according to Council of Tall Buildings and Urban Habitats, is considered above 300 meter as a super tall building. And super tall buildings in Dubai started with Burj Al Arab, which we have actually the honor to design as Atkins, to design this building. That was basically the intention of Dubai before, to have a super tall tower before Burj Khalifa. The importance of that is basically the position of the city, which actually takes over once they have their own super tall. This is because of obvious reasons. The first one is facing the challenge of super tall is an achievement by itself. Super tall building is a statement that any city put on the world map, that we are up to the challenge of building that very challenging building and very challenging super tall. It actually associates advanced technology, it associates a strong economy, it associates strong society, it associates very good positioning in the area which this city is located. Take an example, the super talls basically have been housed just in states for a long, long time. And during the last three decades, China started to take this position from states, and you will find that the majority of the super talls are either located in China, in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, or in Dubai. And of course, Saudi Arabia had some share of that by building the clock tower, which is above 600 meter. And nowadays they are building the competitive super tall to Burj Khalifa. It has a very good impact on economy, on positioning the city itself, on many areas economic wise.
So would you argue that a city really can't take its place on the world stage until it's got a super tower?
Of course not. It's basically one of the elements which position the city in different area. It's one of the industries, let's say. It's one of the obvious industries which deals with public as well. It's very important that it's not only on industrial level, but on public level. It puts an image in every single mind all over the world that Dubai is famous with Burj Khalifa. Egypt is famous with the pyramids. London is famous with, so it's basically gives an image. So it works on the lower level as well as on higher level. So it's basically, this is one of its importance. It's not only on the businessman level, but it's on public level as well.
Just to play devil's advocate for a moment, I mean, anyone going out for New Year's Eve will realise that the MR Boulevard is going to be closed at 6 p.m. because obviously you've got the tall high-rises around there, of course, especially the Burj Khalifa as well. Do you think that it can, at times when either there are emergencies, because we've seen some fires in buildings up at JLT in that area up there, do you think at times of emergency and times of concentration of people that there's too many people living in too small a space in certain instances? Does it crowd too many people into too small a space?
From urban perspective, Yes, however, everything is engineered in these super tall towers. How to evacuate the building, how to make the building safe, how to to make people safe, how many minutes actually you need to evacuate the building. All of that are basically calculated in designing super tall buildings, or any building, basically.
What studies have been done to say that living at altitude and living in tall buildings is good? Do people actually enjoy it when you're up at the top?
Important to highlight something here. Super tall buildings are not built only for urban reasons. They are built for economic reasons at first and then for urban reasons. So if we are talking about skyscrapers, tall buildings, not super tall, yes, people actually love to live in high rise to enjoy the view. That's why you don't find any super any high rise or any skyscraper in any place. You will find them located in the areas which they enjoy nice views. So some people, let's say, not to generalize, some people prefer to live in high rise and on the top floors to enjoy the view. Some they prefer to be more close to the nature ground.
Are they actually difficult to build?
They are extremely difficult. To have a super tall building, you need to have many developed industries, many advanced technology. Basically, just to give you an idea, historically, high-rise and skyscrapers started with the introduction of steel in the structure of the towers in 1930 in States. And with the development of the vertical transportation, the lifts, basically, we could build high rise. And
so the lifts came first.
Lift technology came second. And with the development of lifts, the towers started to become higher and higher. And that's why nowadays there's a limitation of the height with 1 kilometer because of the technology of the lifts. For time being, the technology itself started to evolve from just the steel cables to magnet fields, to allow the lifts to move not only vertically but horizontally as well. It is under study technology which will allow architects to build more than 1 kilometer.
So you're saying that a kilometer is the physical limit to a building at the moment, simply because you haven't got the lifts to bring the girders up any higher.
Exactly.
What is the sort of theoretical limit of the height of a building?
There's no theoretical limit.
As long as you build the base wider, I suppose.
It's not only that. It's basically many factors affecting that. One of them is the lifts, as I mentioned, and technology is developing that to move higher and higher. Structure is another limit. That's why with the introduction of the steel as a structure element, we could build higher. The wind in certain areas put some limits on the structure. The soil put another limit of structure. However, all of these factors are subject to be engineered and to be developed to face the challenge and to overcome them to build higher and higher.
Do things change if you design a building in one place? You think, right, this ground can support a 2 kilometer tall building, but then suddenly the water table rises. Do things change suddenly that you have to be aware of?
Of course. Everything should be basically studied carefully. Soil should be studied carefully. Just to give you an idea, the number of disciplines and engineers and consultants working on any tower is huge. The key word for the success of building any high rise or any super tall is basically coordination and integration. To integrate all the efforts of these engineers together to come up with a successful high rise, you need to have facade engineers, you need to have structure engineers, you need to have environmental engineers even. Environmental impact is very important to be studied, either on the high rise or from the high rise on the environment. And that's why one of the main challenges of building high rise in the future is the energy consumption and energy efficiency. it's not only the structure or the engineering part of it, it's basically the energy efficiency is one of the limitations for the, which will be one of the limitations for building any high rise in the future.
So in this current race between the tower at Creek Harbour and the Jeddah Tower as to who's going to build it first by 2020 and who's going to, whether or not Dubai is going to keep hold of this crown of hosting the world's tallest building, who do you think is going to win?
I think Dubai will win because of one reason. They learned from Burj Khalifa, and they knew that the from urban perspective, it's not efficient or profitable to build a tower. That's why they, when they decided to build the second tower, they decided to build it as a viewing tower. Of course, it has a hotel at the top, but it's not as the current Burj Khalifa. It's not habitable tower. It's just a viewing tower. At first, to serve the purpose of it, it's basically an icon in the center of the desert to develop the surrounding area, which they are doing right now. So it will be easier to be built. For the case of Saudi Arabia, it's habitable tower. It's higher than Burj Khalifa, so it will be more difficult to be built. I think Dubai is smarter in from this perspective. They know exactly what they want to achieve with a super tall. It's not just to serve the urban it directly, but will serve the urban indirectly through developing the surrounding area, not through the tower itself.
Well, certainly all eyes will be on the Burj Khalifa tonight as it explodes, well, on the 31st when it explodes with fireworks. And we'll be looking forward to that. Hassam Abdelghany, thank you so much for your time from Atkins Global, the architects.